The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission 226.
Ambassador Dexeter, you look confused.
Oh, I'm just trying to make my way through this briefing of yours.
Oh, are you having trouble?
No, it's a lot of history, so I'm trying to kind of, parse it out. I'm reading about the Council of Seven.
An excellent subject to read about, Ambassador Dexeter.
Yeah.
They are the group of seven best friends who founded the Federated Alliance.
I mean, what a coincidence, right? That they're seven best friends.
I'm afraid it was no accident, Ambassador Dexeter.
Oh, were they friends before they founded the Alliance?
I suggest you read on in my informational briefing.
Oh, it says here that they became seven best friends after agreeing to unite the galaxy with a federation of alliances.
It seems like founding a galaxy-wide government would be a great way to bond with six other people.
I guess so. The six other most powerful people in the galaxy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I, for one, am glad they're friends. You know?
I as well.
But how close are they really?
Well, Tower, you are welcome to read my informational briefing as well.
I mean,
but that's information that they put out there. I'm just saying I'm someone that could only really have one best friend. I couldn't have six best friends.
I mean, it says here they have a standing brunch date.
Sure.
Every week.
I have a standing brunch date, and you guys always come. You have to sit there while I pour my heart out to my fellow best friendship.
I mean, the best ships of all are friendships.
Ugh.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Come on.
Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
Hey, Nermit.
You start every call with a sigh, Nermit.
Well, no,
you
I
need
don't.
To relax.
No, I... You guys understand that a sigh is a response to something in one's life that is very stressful. It's a way of trying to let out an emotion that you're trying to hold in so hard.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
Why hold it in any longer, Nermit?
Okay, I'm sorry if I'm stressed. I just before dialing you, I got a note that I'm supposed to be with my superiors about the, quote, Keck situation. So, I'm not exactly...
Our apologies, yeah. Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy.
Right, so I'm not exactly looking forward to that, but I'm sure I will be able to represent us as having done as the best we could. We have, after all, we repelled them.
We did repel them, that's true.
Yeah.
Dar repelled them.
Yeah.
Mm. Is there a mission we are about to undertake?
Yes. The mission is furnishings replacement.
I like this one.
We love this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Our mission is to buy new furniture?
Exactly. So if you look around you, you can, of course, see that that couch in the middle is...
Yeah, gone.
70% devoured and 22% burnt.
Yep.
I don't know, C-53, that was a guess, but...
That's actually fairly accurate.
Hey!
It's about 71% consumed and 19% burned, but,
not bad.
That's a pretty good
eyeball. Actually very, very close.
Yeah. So, anyway, between the Keck eating the furniture and Dar in heat burning them up, we obviously need to outfit Bargy, and I've cut a deal where only 50% of it has to come out of your pay.
What?
Yeah, that's normally if this happens, it would just be completely out of the ambassador team's pay, and I'm getting the company to pay for half.
But they should pay for all of it. Bugs.
We were ambushed by bugs.
Yeah.
And frankly, also, burning the furniture is a medical condition, so I feel like I'm being...
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to interject here, because if you're going to furnish me, We're not gonna get some cheap couches, okay? I only have one inside of me, and I want it to be furnished with the finest material.
That makes sense. Your body's a temple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Plex, since you agree, why don't you cover the half?
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
They're willing to have it on credit, where you'll just owe them however many weeks of labor.
That's fine.
So, C-53, if you just want to project the list of nearby malls.
Yes, we are within a few light years of the nearby Tiger Nebula strip mall.
Oh, sounds high quality.
Well, high quality or not, it does contain a furniture store. Shall we proceed there, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bungaloy?
Great, totally. Yeah, your call on which mall, as they say.
As they
who
say?
Who says that?
No, I just said, the sentence that happened to rhyme.
Okay.
No, so it's as you said.
Right.
Well, this is very exciting. We are going to go. We're going to outfit Bargie with a brand new couch.
Ambassador Dexeter, are you excited for a mission where we buy a new couch?
Well, think about this. This is a mission that has, like, a seriously high probability of success. You guys are buying couches.
Agreed.
What could possibly
go
wrong?
What could go wrong?
It
all seems like we're tempting fate by saying it so many times.
Hello? Can you hear me? This is Rebel Leader Rolfus Tittle. Support for the rebellion against the lame Federated Alliance comes from MeUndies. Being a rebel involves a lot of calisthenics and a lot of desk work. Either way, the most annoying situation possible is uncomfortable undergarments. Luckily, the official underwear of the rebellion comes from MeUndies. MeUndies will be the most comfortable pair of underwear you will ever own, made from sustainably sourced, naturally soft fabric that is 3 times softer than cotton. Unlike Alliance issue skivvies, which are 20% as soft as rusted iron, not soft. And get this, MeUndies comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You will love your undies or you get your money back. Order now and get 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping. Just go to MeUndies.com/Zix, ZYXX, for that special offer. That's MeUndies.com/Zix. Rolfus Tittle, in very soft underwear. Dropping the hot mic!
All right, guys, here we are. Z's furniture.
The chair was broken already. Okay, here, you sit on your own chair.
Miss, I
you sit on that chair that hasn't been sold yet right now, and you tell me it's still functional.
I have a policy. No sitting in the store. I think, you know what, miss, if you could just leave my store, I think that would be better.
Well, I hope you get the Black Death disease.
You know what? I've already had it, and I beat it, okay? I'm in remission. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I'm going to sit on every single chair at this place.
Don't, please, don't do that. Don't.
I'm sitting on one. Oh, shit, I almost fell because it turned into sand.
Okay, all right, get out of here.
You get out of here.
Get out of here.
You know what? I'm going to throw up.
Please do it outside.
That lady was super upset.
She seemed very angry.
I apologize
for
that.
She didn't punch him, though.
I apologize for that. You can't please everybody, you know?
Sure.
You can't please everyone.
I mean, I gotta say, this is beautiful furniture, but that lady seemed to have a real gripe.
Thing about building is that you gotta embrace the flaws, and I feel like that, you know, I leave things open. I wanna leave things just a little bit mysterious, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Shouldn't some things be closed?
You know, whoever built you must have been a real tight ass, okay, Robot Man? Because guess what? They had to make you all perfect so you could have all these smart answers with me right now. Who knows? I'd, like, let you cry and feel things.
I'm afraid I can't cry.
You should have come to me first. I'd have you crying, getting depressed.
It is a moot point. I could not have come to you before I was invented.
You see right there? Oh, your creator. If I could meet that guy, I'd kick his ass.
This basket chair. You call this a pom-pom?
A pom-pom, yeah.
It comes with the ottoman?
It comes with the ottoman, yes. You gonna sit in that? I don't think you should sit in that. I don't.
That seems like sizeism.
It is. I'm gonna be honest. You're gonna break all my stuff.
Well, it sounds like it breaks no matter what.
Okay, look, your size isn't gonna help things.
I am the size of Darshan. I try sitting in this
chair. Yeah, you tried, see?
Okay, all right. All right. It's really, I got no sitting policy, but okay.
It has turned into... Is this sand?
I gotta say, I feel like almost everything in here, there's like one part of the like the chair, the couch, the pom-pom. You touch it and it just falls apart.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I feel like all you'd need to do is just cover up that one thing.
Or reinforce that one area.
Yeah.
You know, but if you went to, you know, architecture school or any contractor, I mean, I think that's just closed-minded thinking. I got to be honest with you guys. I got to be honest. I've been in some crazy circles, okay? I used to be a big time deal. Okay, I used to be a big time deal.
You made chairs that fell apart for celebrities?
Okay. I make more than chairs. I'm more than a chair and table guy.
Bed frames?
No, you know. Does the name Zwag Tambui mean anything to any of you?
Of course.
Oh.
The architect of the planet crusher weapon.
You're looking at him right here in Flushing.
You're the Zwag Tambui.
I'm Zwag Tambui.
You designed the planet crusher.
I designed the planet crusher, yeah. I'm a big deal, okay? Tons of fun, I'm a big deal.
This is huge. Wow, what an honor. Yeah. C-53, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
Can I just stand behind
big
chair?
Go ahead, don't touch it.
C-53.
Yes.
This is the guy who built the planet crusher?
Yes.
The monarchy's super weapon.
Yes, the crushed planets. Yes, the planet crusher.
He's like a war criminal.
He's not like a war criminal. He is a war criminal.
Well, we caught him, right?
We don't catch anybody. We are a diplomatic relations team. We don't have the authority to bring him in.
Wow. Okay. All right. I guess we'll just keep talking to him then, right?
Yes, of course.
No,
then it's
okay.
A deal.
Fine. Twisted my arm. You get the couch.
Thank you.
You bought a couch?
I did buy a couch. I think Bargy would like it.
It's a beautiful couch.
I would say don't ever touch it, sit on it, just, yeah.
I must ask you.
Yes.
Swab.
Yes.
Why would you leave the planet crusher with such a massive critical vulnerability?
The exhaust port.
You see, the way it works in construction, guys, you build something and then you got a 7-month period where your client can come back and be like, hey, I got problems with this, you gotta fix that and stuff like that. I gave the monarchy a good 7 months there to have any complaints about any structural design problems. No one complained a bit, okay?
But they flew a small fighter inside and blew up the entire thing.
Yeah, the reactor was, like, visible from the outside.
The things you're describing, I'm disappointed. It was my work to see it destroyed, but I said to them, I was like, well, is there anything you want me to fix? No one in the monarchy ever complained, even near the end. Everyone was very...
Zwag's defense. They did crush a lot of planets.
Yes, they did. It's hard. I mean, I feel guilty about that.
Do you really?
I do. I gotta be honest. I built it, which is kind of, you know, like, I just build things. I don't figure out the purpose for them, you know?
Sure, that's not your job.
I design and I build.
But the Planet Crusher's entire job, it's a cube that opens up and then, like an enormous mouth, crushes a planet.
True.
That could be used for many things.
It could, exactly. See, Robot Man gets it.
Come on.
He gets it.
What other thing's gonna be used for?
Come on.
Well, imagine crushing a smaller planet crusher with a larger one?
I would have loved to have seen that. You may not have emotions, but you get me. You know what? I like this idea. Whoever programmed this part, I'm down with it.
Well, it's just too bad. All those planet crushers were destroyed so easily.
Look, I know you're trying to get a rise out of me, okay? I know I've been poked and prodded about this before, but you want to know what? You know what? I went through some dark periods after the monarchy got thrown over. I got down. I got low. I was on the brink of doing myself in. But then I thought, you know what? Maybe I'm going to start being the best me. And I'm going to get out there and make things right. So started doing a 12-step. Started going to meetings.
A 12-step what?
Recovery program. Do you know of those?
No, I don't.
Okay. You go and you meet with other beings.
Other, like, super weapon designers?
I met with you know, it's anonymous. I don't want to get into it too much. But I did meet a lot of people from the monarchy around that time. A lot of the major players do go to these meetings. You deal with the...
They have guilt?
They have guilt. You deal with the atrocities that you did. And you're just trying to find a place in the Federated Alliance world now where you fit in and how you can make up for the mistakes that you made.
I mean, you're one of the most unlikable people, maybe in the entire universe, because not only did you help the monarchy, you then ultimately helped the Federated Alliance. I mean, you have no friends.
And not by being a spy or something.
Yeah.
You weren't a turncoat. You just did.
You were just very bad at your
very
job.
Bad at your job.
Hey, these words are all true, all right? And they're all things I've come to terms with, all right? I have faced these things. I mean, all I could do is say, my name is Swag Tambui, and I am sorry. And I wake up each morning, I'm like, how am I going to make it better? All right? I spend countless hours writing apology notes. I'm sending out stationery left and right, trying to make up for all the people that were murdered on the planets, the people on the planet crushers. Right now, rough number, I'm at about like 20. You know, I really try to make them personal.
Well, then they will take some time.
Could you give me a number on that, Robot Man? Or
How long will it take? You will be dead long before you finish that.
All right. So I'm going to prove you wrong.
I don't think so.
No, the race is on, Robot Man.
Swag, I have to say, I mean, I appreciate your optimism, you know. As a fellow optimist, I think it's really important that you look forward to those things. You want to make things better for yourself.
You got to find a little bit of the universe inside yourself. You got to forgive yourself, you know?
Sure.
I mean, you look at yourself, right? And you think, I'm overweight. Nobody likes me. You know, you gotta forgive yourself.
Are you talking to Dar?
I don't
think that.
That, you know what? You don't think you think that, but I know you think that.
I'm gonna touch.
Oh, no. Okay, look. Oh, see,
Dar,
all right.
Dar.
You know what?
I don't have to look at myself to know that after doing that, I love myself.
Okay, you know, you tell yourself that.
Oh, man. You know what, guys? I think things have gotten a little bit heated. I mean, we're talking to a mass murderer. It's bound to happen at some point. Why don't we all just go get a Blue Julius and just relax? This is a strip mall.
All right. I really like you guys. I don't want you to go running away. How about I buy some Blue Julius? I get a discount. I know Tom next
That's
door.
That's very generous of you.
Okay.
Hey, I'll take you up on that.
It's the least you can do.
Can you do me a favor, though? Can you just tell Tom that we're, like, really, really good friends?
I'm not comfortable with that.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Hello? This is Rebel Leader Sisu Gundu with an important announcement. A lot of life as a rebel is spent doing what I'm doing right now, huddling in a covert, waiting out a seemingly endless Alliance airstrike. And how do we pass the time? Well, we listen to one of our favorite podcasts with special guest Lauren Lapkus. In this completely improvised comedy show, do you like audio shows where everything is made up? Is that your thing? Well, in this show, guest comedians invent a radio show on the spot. And ow! Oh, that one hurt! Hilarious comedian Lauren Lapkus has no idea what character she'll be told to play. It is so fun. We barely even notice the perpetual aerial bombardments. Episodes include guests like Nick Kroll, Kate Burlett, Bobby Moynihan, and other stars of hit comedies. That's with special guest Lauren Lapkus, LAPKUS, on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Long live the rebellion!
Well, yeah, you know what? That was delightful. I really feel like after a Blue Julius, I feel great.
You can't go wrong with the Blue Julius.
No, they're very refreshing.
Tom is a nice guy.
He's, I told you. It's good that he's going to hang our picture in the store now. That's nice.
Well, I drank the whole thing.
You did. You did drink the whole thing.
I didn't know that was uncommon. Am I going to feel, like, weird?
Not a lot of people do that. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
You will probably feel weird later.
You're going to call Tom. I just need to know that now.
Am I going to call Tom?
You're going to give him a call because he's very delicate.
It's really none of your business.
Man, I hope you do. When Tom hit on you, I thought that's interesting because he's looking for a partner in life.
Oh, I can assure you I will not be a life partner.
Am I wrong in thinking I hear a...
Oh, yeah, it's Backspace. It's where I work and sleep. It's where I stay. You guys, you want to come check it out? If you gotta go to work, I understand. I mean, we hung out.
We're sort of at work, I think.
You sure?
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
We...
You don't work for the Federated Alliance, do you?
Oh, good. Federated Alliance,
don't,
no.
Oh, man, I tell you right now. Yeah. I wouldn't want to run into those guys and get in a lot of trouble. Probably on a couple of wanted lists with that bunch.
You're on four wanted.
Oh, you're pretty knowledgeable. Let me get my keys. I'll unlock the workshop here. Okay, here we go.
The inside of your apartment is much larger than it looks from the outside.
Yeah, it's bigger than the store, yes. I figured out a way to bend matter.
It's bigger than the entire strip mall.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah. It's pretty big. I don't actually know the square footage. It keeps expanding on its own. Yeah.
How did you do that?
Oh, man, you know, physics, quantum physics, that stuff just comes easy to me. Let's keep, so you gotta kind of swim? Do you swim?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, just gotta kind of glide around. Okay, I don't, you know, you're probably like, oh, where's the oxygen coming from? I'm pumping oxygen into this place, so don't, we're gonna be okay on it.
I won't have
to. You know what, I leave the architecture to the architect, am I right?
Very
okay,
well.
All right, so, if you swim, see that over there? That kind of star thing we're swimming towards? That's a planet crusher.
Oh my god.
You're making another planet crusher?
Yeah, I got another planet crusher, yeah.
For what purpose?
Well, I was working on it the last time, you know, because one and two, kaboom.
Yep.
So that was like monarchy. They just, you know, they had so much money, just a slush fund of cash. They were like,
they
build
were very corrupt.
Yeah, very corrupt.
Yeah, they were like, build another one. They were like, we need another one. Because, you know, it's like funding. Even though corrupt, it's funding. You know, it's like they get so much money. If they don't spend that money, someone else takes that money, puts it towards something else. So they were like, we got this budget, so build another one. And of course, they were like, this time, get it right.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Mm. I believe I still see an exposed exhaust port on that planet crusher.
So you're talking about this thing we're entering in right now.
We're literally swimming through a massive vulnerability in this planet crusher.
It's bigger than the last two, honestly. The last one was big enough for a fighter.
You could land a ship in here.
You got me. This time I was like, you know what? What happens if I make it bigger? Because the last two have been smaller. So this time everyone was like, that can't be the way in. Right? That can't be. That's why I made it bigger.
So, like, you're hoping that the first two planet crushers have set up some sort of, like...
People will be looking for an extremely small hole.
Right.
And then we'll be surprised to see a very large hole.
So they'd probably be like, God, I can't be. I'm going to go. They'll fly around.
So I don't
think
know
that's a flawed logic.
Yeah.
You think so?
I mean, I don't want to
you think
tell
so
you how to do your job, but...
Can I ask you, who is... Do you have a buyer for this?
Well, you know what? I got it on some message boards. I'm looking. Right now, I'm living in it. All right, right now, I'm just using this as a crash pad. I mean, we can go in. You want to go, you know, I got, like... if you guys want to spend the night...
I don't know. I just feel like if I were on a super weapon...
Yeah.
I would feel bad about myself.
I mean, hey, this doesn't have to be a super weapon. This could be a super hotel.
Is it filled with all your shitty furniture?
You know what? Okay. I know that you have so much self-hate inside, but okay. I'm not taking the bait, okay?
Guys, let's calm down. I mean, can we both agree that the real evil is this enormous cube machine that is designed to eat planets?
Created by him.
That's not fair to the machine.
Oh, yeah, Robot Man, stick up for your kind. You gotta do that. You gotta do that.
Say the ship is inherently evil.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we don't know each other. I had a family.
You had a family?
Yes, I had a wife. I got wife and kids.
Where are they?
I divorced me, of course, after the crash. I know my kids don't speak to me. I killed most of their friends. Their friends got killed by the planet crusher. No, yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, part of the job. My wife, you know, she was used to really high standard of living once the divorce came. I got that black death disease. I got them back into the heavy addiction. You know, she couldn't stay anymore. She couldn't stay anymore, you know?
I feel like the machine you need to be working on, Zwag, is... The machine of the relationships in your life.
I thought that was going to be a very beautiful metaphor, and that it was...
You kind of tripped down the steps on
the last part there on that metaphor.
I thought you were going to compare him to a machine.
No.
His relationships to the clocks within a given machine.
Okay, yeah, I'll try it again. Okay, so Zwag...
Yeah.
I feel like you've made all these machines.
I have, yeah.
I feel like what you really need to do is make a machine that will crush the planets of the people around you, but in a way that... Is that worse? That's worse.
I'm more confused. As you know, you're bringing up weird feelings. I don't want to... You're making me want to go out and drink again. Stop talking.
Have you thought about making a machine that will create life?
Oh, man.
Am I right to say this is a pocket universe?
Yeah, this is a pocket universe, yeah. Yeah, it's what's crazy is I got a planet growing, too. Yeah.
For what?
What is that?
Purpose?
What does that mean?
No, it just naturally happens. You create a universe, and all of a sudden these kind of scientific collisions happen, and then, like, a star slowly kind of burns out, becomes kind of a landmass from there, atmospheres kind of develop.
There's a functional planet.
Yeah. My last place, I had a whole colony of people, yeah.
What happened to him?
I sold it.
So, just to clarify, you were a person who created a weapon of mass destruction.
Two, if you count this one.
I do count this one.
Are single-handedly responsible for the downfall of an entire empire.
Yeah.
Sort of on accident.
Yeah.
And you also sold a civilization of people as
well. Well, I sold it to a construction company that was building condos. They demolished that, so that universe probably collapsed under that construction. So
that's a shame.
Yeah, it was a time to sell, I'll tell you right now.
The fact that you beat the Black Death Disease, yeah. I mean, I gotta say, I wish you hadn't.
Hey, man. Oh, that's a little low.
Oh, no, I think that is...
That's pretty low.
I have to say, this is the first time I really, really like you.
I gotta be honest. That's pretty low. I'm inviting you into my... This is basically my home right now.
And a kid would dictate we at least root for him to succeed against Black Death Disease.
Nermit, you will not believe who we just met!
Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit, I think you are going to be very proud.
Yes. Zwag Tambui.
Arrest him now, please!
Creator of the Hated Planet Crusher.
Plek.
What? Yes?
Can you please tell me, according to Federated Alliance guidelines, how long do you have to report a criminal of this magnitude?
Oof, boy. It's four minutes. Okay. Shorter than I thought.
We're all literally guilty of treason for colluding with this character because we did not call in the Clints immediately within the 4-minute window.
I will mark this particular transmission low priority.
Please do that, because if this is actually reviewed by anyone above me, we are all going to be literally lit on fire.
When you say literally, you mean...
Literally, like, burnt up. They'll make Bargy into ingots.
What happened?
They'll melt you down.
I was asleep. What happened?
Do you realize that because the Keck attacked us, I was literally bent over my superior's desk and spanked?
I mean literally.
Describe it. Paint me a picture, Nermi, please.
Well, he invited me in and he said, don't bother sitting down.
I'm going to add some music under this.
He said, take down your trousers. Now take down your under trousers. I don't need to explain this to you. I got spanked.
You are
That's ridiculous.
Stopping
no,
halfway. Just finish the story.
He said, have you been a bad boy? Yes, I've been a bad boy.
That's how it went?
The official way they interrogate you after...
That is Federated Alliance protocol.
And the sick thing is, he knew I had been a bad boy. I knew I'd been a bad boy. He didn't have to ask me the question, even.
Well, he did, according to protocol.
In any case, he hit me with the mallet on my buttocks 14 times. That was the number. It's with the mallet.
Listen, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you get rid of all this sand?
That was the couch we got.
What is all this sand? I told you. What were my rules?
Bargy is right. You need to eject any bit of sand that came from an object made by Zwag Tambui. If there is a Clint that scans that sand and sees that it had an origin source of a war criminal who created the Planet Crusher, they're just going to torch us.
Literally.
Why are you making fun of me?
I just need to understand. Sometimes people use literally, but they don't actually mean
literally. They literally will burn us up.
Thank you.
Also, I used to date the Planet Crusher. Did
you
not.
Dated Swan Tambui?
No.
Oh, the Planet Crusher.
Yeah, I date the Planet Crusher.
Of course, of course.
Which one? Number one?
Number one. Oh. Number one, baby.
I think number one was the better looking one.
Yeah. I agree.
Do you fly into the weird opening
in.
That
I
was...
flew out. I flew in.
So you had an opportunity to destroy it?
Things were destroyed. My heart was destroyed.
Oh,
the end of the day.
Now paint me a picture.
I flew in. I flew out. I flew in. I flew out.
Can we add a little music?
I flew in. I flew out. I flew in. I flew out.
Credits and attribution story commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 Diplomatic Relations and Protocol Droid was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargee the Ship was played by Mujan Zulfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Blind. Swag Tambui was played by special guest John Murray. He has appeared on such shows as 30 Rock, Broad City, and Difficult People. He performs regularly at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in New York with GOAT. Follow him on Twitter at TheJohnMurray. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley. Ship design for the Vargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Zix is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Have a question for the crew? Send an email to crew@missiontozix.space. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even Tumblr at Mission to Zix. If someone would like to show us how to Snapchat, please follow us on Instagram.
I was gonna, I'm inviting you into my, this is basically my home right now.
Etiquette would dictate we at least root for him to succeed against Black Death disease. I'm not crazy to say this.
Robot
that
Man.
Might, that might be the episode.